heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. One more time. This is like heaven. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Praise God. This is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me.
Amen. Good afternoon. Yeah. Glad to see everybody out with us this afternoon. We'll go over the requests. I don't have any this afternoon. We got one announcement. Believers Tabernacle. Brother Joseph Hameen is having a meeting August 24th and 25th. That's their 24th annual anniversary meeting. I'm sorry, 24th anniversary meeting. Information is upstairs. Brother Isaiah Brooks will be preaching. So if you need any more information, it will be up here. Brother Donnie gave one this morning. It says, please remember Kathy Logan for prayer. She's got problems with her eyes and COPD. Come on in, Brother Dave. Just still remember Brother Durrett, the request from Brother Durrett for the young minister with liver cancer in Trinidad. Sister Kathy gave one, said for the Hill family. Remember the Hill family, loss of Johnny Hill, so just remember that. Sister Angie Brown had an unspoken request. Also remember that from this morning. I got one here that I wrote on the back. Yeah, we're still praying for Brother Yancey. Everybody knows he's in the hospital. Brother Randall Gissendanner, Daniel Gissendanner, and the mom Lois Gissendanner are all in the hospital. So remember that family and remember all of them there. So. Also, Brother Mark says here he mixed some household cleaners yesterday and cleaned up his front porch, and he blacked out. He was still feeling dizzy this morning, so. Just kind of remember that as we pray. So, one's up, Sister Freedom.
I'm sorry, I'm writing it down. We have an aunt that's having surgery in the morning. It's an intestinal surgery. It's getting some angels on the tooth. And she has some angels.
Just remember that. And also, Anna, Zach's wife, Anna, will be traveling to Mexico in the morning for a week for her job. So, just remember that also as we pray. Sister Gill. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this afternoon, Lord. We'll be the ones that are traveling on the highways, and we'll be traveling. Remember, Anna will be traveling, Lord, and we'll all be traveling this next week. Just be with us and guide us. Keep us all safe. Lord, there was many sick that we've mentioned here. The Gissendanner family there, Lord. Remember them. And Lord, Sister Angie Brown's request, and the loss of the loved ones, the families there, just be with them and guide them. Whatever the needs are, you come down and bless them, be with them. Be with Brother Quinn this afternoon. Lord, give him strength. Lord, also give us strength to listen to what's being said. Most of all, you forgive us for all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's turn to number 354 in the spiral book. I have a source. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for that source, that inexhaustible fountain. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. I have a source of strength when I am weak, that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary.
those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I just claim those precious blood stains. I do not know how others make it through, who never go to Calvary as I do, where there's a healing, cleansing stream still flows with peace that only His redeemed can know. Thank you, Lord. Well, I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I just claim those precious blood stains. Let's sing that first verse. I have a source. I have a source of strength when I am weak, that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I just claim those precious blood stains. Let's just claim those blood stains one more time. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Hallelujah. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I just claim those precious blood stains. When I need healing, when I need healing, I just claim those precious blood stains. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for His blood, His love, His mercy, and His grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that inexhaustible fount. Amen. I was not given or told about anybody having a special, so I don't. If anybody has a special, you're more than welcome to, Brother Dick. All right. We're more than glad.
had no words. She helped me with the words. You know, I've been waiting. You know, you think the Almighty is going to take care of things, and you're going to do what He wants you to do. And, but anyhow, it was on my mind. I got a song, a lot of people, you know, we're going to be in D. If this thing's in D, we're going to be in D. Amen. You know, you sit around, you wait. Got a brother, call him brother. He said, "What are you entertaining today?" I said, "I don't entertain. I create atmosphere." You know, and if you know this song, sing along. Might do two of them. A yearning deep within me reaches out to you. The oil of joy for morning cleanses and makes me new, and I will go to your secret place, bow my knee to your glorious throne. Have your way in my soul, oh Lord, have your way. I need your Holy Spirit, fire to my soul.
Amen.
Cleanse my total being. Jesus, make me whole, and I will go to your secret place, bow my knee to your glorious throne. Have your way in my soul, oh Lord, have your way. I will go to your secret place, bow my knee to your glorious throne. Have your way in my soul, oh Lord, have your way. Have your way. Amen. Amen. I got another in here. This is in A flat. Papa God, you saved me for my whole life. You forgave me. You cleansed and made me whole. You touched my heart. You cleansed my soul. For this I need you so, Papa God. You know Him? Hallelujah. Sing with me now. Papa God, you saved me for my whole life. You forgave me. You cleansed and made me whole. You touched my heart. You cleansed my soul. For this I need you so, Papa God. I want to hear y'all sing it now. Here we go.
Papa God, you saved me for my whole life.
You forgave me. You cleansed and made me whole. You touched my heart. You cleansed my soul. For this I need you so, Papa God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Healing power, right? Amen. We just appreciate it. It hasn't been Brother Dick's time yet. Because we needed to hear that today, right? We needed to be blessed that way today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Dick. appreciate you and Sister Gail as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why don't we just sing, let's just sing He's Alive and Well. Amen. Page 350. Key of G.
He's alive and well, living in me to tell the world that He is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, He's alive and well. This same Jesus who died. Oh, this same Jesus who died on a cross crucified is alive in our hearts today. Resurrected again in His body without sin. Praise God, He's alive and well. Before He ascended, before He ascended, His word He commanded to us that we would have. And with that you'll be endued. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, oh Jesus, He's alive and well. He's alive and well. Oh, He's alive and well, living in me to tell. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Jesus, He's alive and well.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that? Amen. Praise God. Let's just take up our offering. Amen. Brother Mark. You want to help us take up our offering. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing the song. We haven't sung it in a while, so key of D, that same spirit. I like that song. And praise God, Sister Sarah, she can help me with this. If the brothers could bring it up, amen. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord.
Jesus said it is expedient for me to go away, but I'll send you another comforter to guide you from day to day. So they tarry at Jerusalem for power from on high. And that same spirit that they received within my heart abides. Oh, I can feel this Holy Spirit dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. for that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up from death and the grave. It will raise this old body up and take me home someday.
Well, they laid him.
Well, they laid him in an empty tomb, and they rolled back a stone at the door. They put soldiers there to guard him. Oh, they thought they'd done away with my Lord. But on that third day, the stone was rolled away, and he came forth from the grave.
Hallelujah.
And that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up will take me home someday.
Let's stand to our feet.
Oh, I can feel his Holy Spirit dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. For that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up from death and the grave, it will raise this old body up and take me home.
So let's sing that last verse again. Well, they laid him.
Well, they laid him in an empty tomb, and they rolled a stone at the door. They put soldiers there to guard it. Oh, they thought they'd done away with my Lord. But on that third day, the stone was rolled away, and he came forth from the grave. And that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up will take me home someday. Oh, I can feel his Holy Spirit dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind.
Hallelujah!
Oh, that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up from death and the grave, it will raise this old body up and take me home.
Let's sing that chorus one more time as Brother Dale comes.
Oh, I can feel it, Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Feel it. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. But that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up from death and the grave, it will raise this old body up and take me.
Let's just listen to the instruments. Just clap your hands. Sing that chorus one more time as Brother Dale comes.
Oh, I can feel his Holy Spirit dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. Well, that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up from death and the grave, it will raise this old body up and take me home someday.
at that time.
Praise the Lord.
So it's a great day, right? Amen and amen. You looking forward to the service? Enjoyed this morning. Looking forward to our brother bringing the word unto us this afternoon. And then you pray for him as he'd be traveling on back, I think. Going home and all from here, or traveling out. Just pray that the Lord would bless him, take care of him, and all like that. Remember, Wade will be ministering Wednesday. Then next Sunday, Brother Douglas will be here ministering for us. And let's see, this is the next Wednesday. Brother Landley will be here. Okay. So we got the schedule set for rest and ready to go. Amen. All right. Enjoyed the service so far. Looking forward to the word, right? So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Quinn comes to deliver the message unto us, right?
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, oh, open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Yes, I want to see you.
Let us see you today. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. The Lord bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be back again.
Amen.
Praise God. I don't mind preaching twice. Hallelujah. I don't mind just to say a word for the Lord.
Amen.
It's wonderful. And I thank you for the privilege, Brother Samuel, of doing it today.
Amen.
Amen. In this church here, we love you today. Praise God. The Lord bless you, everyone. Amen today. And I was telling our young brother here that led the part of the service, the song service, that Brother Branham said, God loves good singing.
Amen.
He loves good singing. So Brother Dick, we enjoyed your good singing today.
Amen.
And we enjoyed the song service. And God bless you all today. Amen. Now, if I can get this right, we will certainly turn to the scripture right away. Praise the Lord. Just it's come up, and I've got about, it says 16% left. Amen. But I ain't going with my tablet. I like to keep with the paper. So,
amen.
Amen. But I can read at least this. So perhaps if we could stand and we'll read the scriptures today. Amen. And may I say this, up in North Carolina, Brother Joe Green has a saying where he says, now we'll change the order of the service. So we're going to come to a point in this message, and we will change the order of the service.
Amen.
So just be ready for that. Amen. Okay. And he says here in First Kings 17. We know the story so well. And praise the Lord. We'll read from verse 9 to 16. And it says, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. That's wonderful. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel. Amen, that I may drink. Praise God. My knees are almost like jelly reading that. Amen. Praise God. And as she was going to fetch it, hallelujah, bless her holy heart, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me. After that, make thee for thy son. For thus saith the Lord, amen. Thus saith the Lord God, amen. The barrel of meal shall not waste, right. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Amen. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he did speak by Elisha. Now there's two other scriptures, they're probably here. I might have to turn around and read them myself off this board if my battery goes down. But I'll try my best here to get up first. And it's the next one is Luke 4. And you'll probably be there before I am, but we'll try. Praise the Lord. And Luke chapter 4. Amen. Now we know this scripture so well. Praise God. But I want to read just a few verses of it. Chapter 4. Amen. And we're getting there now. Chapter 4. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go right up to, let me see where we start. Amen. And he came to Nazareth, verse 16, where he had been brought up. And as the custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah the prophet, or the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. All the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Amen. And our last little reading, I'm sure the brothers, again, will probably get there before I do, but you'll see it up there. It's in John's Gospel. Praise God, because this is how I'm going to link it all in today. Amen. And John's Gospel, now we know we're very familiar with John chapter 10. Amen. So you might be thinking I'm going to preach about the Good Shepherd. Well, it's a wonderful message if I did, but I'm not. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to read away by, at the end, toward the end of it. Hallelujah. And I'll cut in here in verse 34. You could read more if you wanted, but time being time. He said, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. And if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Amen. Say ye of him whom the Father have sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Amen. And the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. And let us just have a short prayer. Gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, as we stepped over to this pulpit, we could feel the pulsating power of the Holy Ghost. And we pray, Lord, as the people are anticipation of the word, Lord, that you will meet their anticipation. Not a man. Lord, put me aside. Use my lips, use my voice, use my thoughts, use everything about us, Lord, because we surrender all to you. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, we'll go out of this house blessed in our soul today, and we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 And you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many things you could say. Praise God. Many things you could say. And I've often thought about it, that if you've got an hour, it's just coming on to 22 now, just a bit before. If you've got an hour to say something, no matter how you say it or who says it, you can only get so many words in.
That's right.
As there's so many.
That's right.
So therefore, praise God, there's many thoughts you have to leave out and things saying. I think Brother Joe can flash up the family that I was telling you about this morning in India. If he can, there, it might just come up in a moment. And yes, there it is. That's that woman and her three daughters, and her son was on the other side. That's the one I was talking to you about that got converted to Jesus Christ over in India in November. And I'm so glad. And I will be going to their village again this year. And I've never been to it before, but when I go back, I hope that if they haven't been baptized, they'll be there to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I really do. Hallelujah. Amen. It's nice to have a sweet tooth. If anybody told you they don't have a sweet tooth, you really wouldn't believe them, would you? Amen. I shouldn't even say this. Up in Virginia, I was in Brother Ronald's house, and he made the coffee because he knows I like coffee, and he had one of these, Krispy Kreme donuts. And he had a box of them. And so he said, would you like a donut? And Sister Connie said, Brother George mightn't want a donut, you know. And I said, I don't really mind, you know. And Ron said, oh, a donut, you know, that's okay. So she said, is that okay? I said, yeah, it's fine. So we had the coffee and the donut, and Ronald turned around and he said to Connie, if I was as thin as him, he said, I'd eat the whole box. Well, I don't know about eating the whole box, Brother Wade, you know. I don't know about that. But we do have a sweet tooth, you know.
Right.
But the Bible says, thy word was sweet unto my taste. The word of God is so sweet to our taste. It's not hard to eat it. It's not hard to absorb it. It's a blessing to our soul, to our body, to our spirit. And we thank God for it. Now, you know, we all have favorite messages that Brother Branham preached. Amen. And way back from the way at the beginning, amen, I like that message, be certain of God. Because, you know, really and truly, we all want to be certain of God.
Amen.
You know, and Brother Branham says it, praise the Lord. He said, you know, God's people are always been in a minority. And that's true.
Right.
All through, you know, when you've got all the prophets of Baal, you only got one Elijah to face them up.
Right.
It's always been in a minority, no matter what, where you go,
right,
how you do it. And he said, that's the way it is. Amen. And praise the Lord. But they're still God's chosen and elected people. Amen.
Right.
And so we're thankful for that. But he also goes on to say this. I think this was 1959. The quotes that I'm going to give you before I change the order of the service. But amen. But it's a strange thing to me, he said, how people that have accepted Christ is afraid to trust him. That there might be something that they're not sure of. And that reminded me of the man that went across the Niagara Falls, and they all watched him, oh, if he falls, he's dead and all that. And he took over a wheelbarrow. Of course, he took off the rubber. Amen. And he walked it across the iron cable, and he said to them, this fellow on the other side, do you believe I could go back again? He said, yeah, because I've seen you doing it once, you can do it twice. And he said, would you get into the wheelbarrow and let me wheel you over? And he said, no. No. You see, so it's one thing to trust, and it's another thing to trust, really trust, amen, where you are certain, I want to get to the other side, amen, praise God. And so he said that we would trust in the Lord, amen, and be certain that it's God, that he said it, he'll back it up, amen. So praise the Lord when we read that story, amen. And you know, I'm not going to preach all of that message. I'm just going to hit highlights of it. And he's talking about that morning. This is what I'm saying about a vision. That in my life, I can sit down and look at that morning.
Right.
See the morning.
Right.
See shining on that wall, the gate of the city, a little town. Not a big, massive city. Amen. Like Atlanta. Just a small little, almost like a village.
Yeah.
And there I can see this little woman, Brother Samuel, crouched over, you know, poor, not very well dressed, you know, hungry, thin, emancipated because she had been in a starvation situation.
Right.
Amen. The famine was on. And you can just see her there. And he said, why was that? Why was that? All the problems, and I would say this sincerely with all my heart, that sometimes people blame God. They blame God. It's God's fault for everything.
Yeah.
Amen. But it's not God's fault.
Amen.
It's man's fault.
Amen.
It's man that gets away.
Amen.
Even when you look, and I'm not going to preach in this, but even when you look at when they went into the promised land, God said, I'll drive them out. Amen. Before you. But they still let them stay in the land where he said, kill them all. But they didn't. And before you know it, they're living together. And before you know it, Israel is worshiping the gods of the Canaanites. So that wasn't God's fault. He said, I'll do it if you believe it.
Right.
Amen. So praise God. That's the way it is. And here they were, the moral decay of the nation. And Brother Branham said, Israel was loved by God. And when they got out of the will of God, the enemy took them over. And they sure did do it. So God loves his church. But when they got out of the will of God and the denominations and the Nicaea Council, they're walking away. They're walking away from the truth.
Right.
They're walking away from the word.
Right.
And what's it going to bring? Judgment.
That's
all it can bring. Hallelujah. And Ahab was a king of Israel at the time. And to my thinking, he was the most wicked king. Brother Branham says that it's true that Israel ever had, because he married an idolater right in the face and frontage of God, saying, well, I'm going to have this woman because I like her. I wouldn't say he loved her, but he said, I like her and she's pretty and all that. And never mentioned that she is an idol worshiper, that she's going to worship Baal, and she's going to introduce Baal to the people.
Yep.
And so that's what brought the moral decay onto the nation, because Brother Branham said that this is what the people do. Amen. If the king does it, well, then the people follow it.
Right, yep.
Amen. So praise God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Well, if you want to follow anything, if you want an example of anything, praise the Lord. Follow your pastor's example.
Right.
If you want to follow anything, follow Brother Branham's example.
Right.
How he lived. You say, I want to live like that.
Right.
You'll not be far off the mark. I can tell you that.
Right.
You'll not be far off the mark. Amen. And so praise the Lord. He led the country into idolatry. And you know that story very quickly about Naboth. One day he said, well, I'd like to have more than I've got. So here's the nice vineyard. I think I'll have it. And he went down to Naboth and he takes out his billfold. He says, how much do you want for your inheritance? And Naboth said, I can't sell you my inheritance. He said, no, I'm going to buy it. I'll give you a good price. He said, you don't understand, Mr. King. He said, I can't sell that inheritance.
Right, right.
And amen. And what happened was, he went away. Sorrowful. And there he goes up and he's sitting there like a big spoiled baby in his palace. And Jezebel comes in. What's wrong with you? No, I went down to Naboth there and he turned me down. He wouldn't sell me his inheritance, you know. You're the king of Israel. He said, you leave it with me, I'll get it. And she did. She got it all right.
Yeah.
Praise God. She got it all right. Amen. And false witnesses, the poor Naboth was stoned and he got the inheritance. But that's when the prophet turned up and said, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you've done that, the dogs will drink your blood. They'll lick your blood up. Hallelujah. And she was judged as well. Amen. Jehu, amen. They threw her out of the window. Praise God. So you can't do that, folks. Amen. You just can't do that. Praise the Lord. And get away with it. Amen. And so Brother Branham said that it's a picture of our country. And he's talking about America.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, it's a picture of every country.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said today, up in Canada, they're talking about a dog having more rights.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Our prime minister, we call him Taoiseach, he is gay, openly gay. And he's married to another man now because they brought in the law. And young people in Ireland, they just say, well, you know, we don't care. If you want to do that, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, whether they believe in it or not. Some of them believe it, many of them don't. But they just say, live and let live and all that. So it was voted in. But when he went to Canada, he was not going to take his partner with him. But Trudeau, the young Trudeau, he said, bring your partner. It's okay. You're married to him. It's all right. And there in the state banquets and all that they have in Canada, and the Irish flag, the Canadian flag, they're all standing there. There's his partner right beside him. Just right open. Now, when you get it open like that,
right.
Hallelujah! I tell you what, praise God. Even if he read Romans 1, I don't think it'll do him any good.
Right.
Amen. So you know, it's a picture of Ireland as well as America. Amen. How we've got into the situation we are, and it's no surprise to us that religion is on the decline.
Right.
And it will keep going that way.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And you'll see more and more as you go on, souls in prison.
Right.
You will see them. They'll be there and they will not get out.
Right.
Amen. They've made their final decisions.
Right.
So, Brother Branham said, whatever you put before God, it's an idol. Amen.
Right.
Let it be whatever it is, maybe. And remember, he was great when he was not a Christian. He used to polish on a Sunday. He used to polish his car till it was nearly polished away. He loved that. That was his idol. He didn't realize it, but that was his idol. Hallelujah. And then when he got to himself later on, he said, my, imagine doing that. Imagine polishing it every year. What about 20 years from now? If you could go back 20 years and see what you drove and you had it today, well, you would have almost like a heap of junk.
Yeah, you're right, man.
It's not a very good idol.
No.
Amen. I was telling the folks that over in Britain, they in their big football stadium, there's one club in England, and they've got, it's called Chelsea's the area, and the football club there, and they said, Chelsea is our religion. And I said, well, it's not. I told my people, I said, it's a very poor religion.
Right.
Very poor religion. Because if you are in the ICU, amen, saying Chelsea's my religion ain't going to help you one iota.
Right.
You are going to need a living God.
Amen.
You are going to need someone who can preach and pray the prayer of faith for you.
Amen.
I said, you're going to need. Not Chelsea.
Amen.
That ain't going to do nothing for you.
Right.
Praise God. So anything you put before God is an idol. Amen. And, you know, great material things don't always rest in the will of God. If God gives you them, he can trust you with them, no doubt. But they don't prove, you know, if you've got three Cadillacs or four of them, don't prove that you're a better Christian than anybody else.
Amen.
Praise God. Somebody has to take the public transport. Don't prove nothing. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. And, you know, Brother Joe, he likes this kind of thing. Maybe he'll take this one down, put it out somewhere, I don't know. But he said, what we need today is not a lot of material things. We have that. He said, what we need today is be more spiritual.
Amen.
Amen. More spiritual. Praise God. And that's what we need today.
Amen.
To spend more time with the Lord and to be more spiritual.
Right.
Let our mind think on spiritual things.
Right.
The spiritual mind, and the spiritual mind is attracted to God.
Right.
Can't help it. Hallelujah. It's just attracted to God.
Right.
You know, you don't say, oh, I better read my Bible. Why? Because I always read my Bible.
Yeah.
Like every day. No. It's attracting you to get something out of it.
Right.
Like a honeybee. You know the honey's there.
Right.
You want something. You want God to speak to you. You want something to be done. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so, praise the Lord. We need to be spiritual. Amen. You probably look this one up. He can do, because it's there. And we need to be spiritual as a person that will humble themselves. So spiritual and humble.
Right.
And you don't press. If you ever get someone standing up and saying, I've got a testimony. I'm so humble. You know, don't believe them. Don't believe them, because you're not going to say that. Humility is something that works out in your life.
Right.
Well, people will say, that's a humble person there. But you don't preach it. Because they'll say, well, that's pride to say that you're humble. I think you know what I mean, don't you? And then he says, praise God. And he says, a person that will humble themselves before God, even if they haven't a penny, and will pray. You got to pray. Hallelujah. You say, well, Brother George, I don't have much time. Look, if you're stopped at the traffic light, hallelujah, if you're having your coffee break. I know when Brother Samuel was down in the factory in the Chevrolet way back years ago, and they used to get together with their breaks and everything like that and pray and read the scriptures, not right?
Yep.
You say, oh, Brother Dick, can you remember them days? Praise God. Well, you did that. Got together the different brothers that were there in that factory.
Right.
Amen. You can pray. You can make a place to pray.
Right.
Hallelujah. And it doesn't have to be many long prayers.
Amen.
Could you imagine when Peter was sinking? He'd say, now, what should I pray here? And he's sinking in the water. He said, yeah, maybe. He'd be going,
yeah.
You know, but he cried out.
Right.
He said, Lord, save me. Amen.
Yeah.
That's all he needed to do. Say, pray until the spirit within them is satisfied with the goodness of God.
Amen.
Of all the things that I'm satisfied with, it's the goodness of God.
Amen.
And you got to believe to see that
Amen.
In the land of the living. And then he says a revival
Amen.
Takes place inside your heart.
Right.
Amen. That little spring is welling up within you.
Right.
And it's
Amen.
Bubbling
right.
away.
Amen.
And it can't be suppressed. It'll keep bubbling up every day. Bubble, bubble,
Amen.
Bubble.
Amen.
And that little revival will take place in your heart and in your life, inside your heart. And that changes your attitude and that changes your atmosphere.
Amen.
And I believe that.
Amen.
Praise God that your atmosphere is everything
right.
that you take with you. Amen.
Glory.
And live in that atmosphere every day.
Right.
So here we are. Amen. God will never be placed outside an entire sanctified life before him.
Yep.
Amen. And so that's it.
Sure.
Where it's cleaned. But you know, it's cleaned, it's emptied, it's separated unto God, but you still need that Holy Spirit to come in.
Oh, yes,
you
right.
still need that new birth, amen,
right.
that you've got that nature, that divine, heavenly nature in you,
amen.
Amen, and in me. Hallelujah, praise God, and that's what we want. This little woman, she had to be of the same caliber as Elijah, because usually your action shows what you are.
Right.
Is that true? Because, you know, your actions speak louder than your words. They really do. So I'd rather see someone act than talk a lot. Amen. Praise God. You could almost get in a joke about taxes there, but I'll leave that out. Amen. I think you could follow that as well. Amen. But anyway, and she must have been of the same caliber, because usually your action speaks again, what shows what you are. And she was chosen to entertain God's prophet. Remember, she was a Gentile, not a Jew. And the land was burning up. No doubt this little woman, being of that caliber, like a believer type, for we see that God would not have called her if she hadn't have been worthy. Hallelujah. If she had not been worthy to entertain one of his prophets. Praise God. He would never have sent his prophet to a house that was unworthy. But she was worthy. Hallelujah. And you are worthy.
Amen.
Because he comes to your house.
Amen.
Every day. Hallelujah. Every day. Every minute of every day. He's with you in your house. Amen. And why? Because he's proved that you're worthy. He's got confidence in you. Amen. And he's there. Hallelujah. And that's a wonderful thing. Amen. And surely, amen, it wasn't Elijah's. He only had the vision. It wasn't his thinking. Or even choosing, perhaps, but it was God's choosing. It wasn't him or her bidding him. It was God bidding him. And he had placed by the brook. It had fed the ravens, but it dried up. And then God says, go down, for I have commanded a widow woman to feed you. I'd love to know how God commanded her to do that.
Yeah.
But he did command her to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're so thankful for that today, this little story. Amen. And God surely went to a believer of the same nature.
Amen.
As Elijah.
Right.
Brother Samuel said the other evening there, we were talking, and someone was with her. He said, you know, there's things that we believe the same as Brother Branham, even before we knew the message. Because
right.
God was in us. The God of Brother Branham was in us. We were of the same nature. Hallelujah. We are still to this day. Hallelujah. He doesn't speak in tongues to us. We know what he's saying. Amen.
Right.
And so thank God for that. Hallelujah. The same nature as Elijah. Amen.
Amen.
And praise God, I want to get into this little things, because there are a little few nuggets here that I want to, before I change the course of the message. Amen. And he said, perhaps she prayed all night long, and she could take a look at the pale lips of her little boy, about 3 or 4 years old, and she could see her own bones dwindling away as the flesh was going off them. It must have been a terrible thing as a mother, seeing this going on, and yet her hands before God, praying night and day. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're down to one handful of meal and a spoonful of oil. You know, I think somewhere that Brother Branham said, when you get to the end of your rope, just tie a knot and hold on. That's a good idea. Just hold on. Don't give up. Don't give up. If God said it, it'll happen. And I'll show you why these things happen. You know, there's, when you get really to know the nature of God, you know, you find out he's a person. Jesus Christ is a person. He was here on the earth. He knows what you need. Amen. Could you imagine him coming to your door? If someone said to you, in a half hour, the Lord will be coming to your door, and Jesus himself appeared. Amen. And you invited him in, and he sits down in your home. Amen. And he's sitting there, and you're saying, Lord, would you like something to drink? Or would you? And he shares whatever you're sharing with him. And then he might turn around to you and say, no, you were praying last night, and this is what you asked for, and he'll tell you what you asked for.
Right, yeah, right.
Oh, brother, I'll tell you, wouldn't it be beautiful?
Oh, yeah, right.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Hallelujah.
Right.
And he would set you right. And when he left, I'll tell you, you'd be more than 10 foot high.
Yeah.
You would be, wow, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
right.
Nobody could touch you. Amen. So here she was, and amen. He said, you know, it's a strange thing. It's a strange thing, praise God, that the Lord does that. Amen. And amen. Most strange that sometimes that God does it that way.
Right.
That he just tries you right down to the end. What's the next step, lady? Death. Death.
Yeah, right.
Oh, but you said earlier, you told the family that God would give you a dream or whatever way, that he was going to send a prophet to you. I did.
Yeah.
But if that prophet don't come, I'm dead. It's as simple as that. Amen. And she was just looking to see what was going to happen. And she's waiting. Praise God. And so he said, God likes to do it sometime like that. You know, when you've confessed your sin and met every requirement of God, you believe on God, the circumstances have been met. It's according to his will. You've confessed your sins. And we've all made wrongs that we did. Okay, you make it right in every requirement. And yet, he still lays silent. Oh my. It seems that he's not answering your prayer.
Come on.
You know, sometimes we pray for years and years for our prayer to be answered.
Right.
Amen. That's why we must never give up, folks.
Right.
Because when the angel Gabriel, I love this, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and in the temple, the first thing he said to him was, thy prayer is heard.
Yeah.
And Zechariah didn't know what he was talking about. No, you're going to have a child. Oh, no, it couldn't be that prayer. I'm sorry, you're too late. Whoever you are, you're too late. I'm past it, my wife's past it. No, I didn't say that. I said, your prayer is heard when he prayed it somewhere years back. God heard it. And now, here was the fulfillment of the prayer. Hallelujah. It is wonderful. Amen. God likes to do that. Hallelujah. Amen. And here you are, and you've met every requirement, and he still won't move. He seems to be silent. He said, that is when you've got to be sure of God. You've got to be sure. Yes, God said it. Hallelujah. My, you know, I was listening to D.L. Moody. I'm not listening to D.L. Moody. I'll take that back. I was reading about D.L. Moody. Amen. Praise God. He didn't make many CDs, you know. But when he was dying, and he's going in and out of that dimension and seeing people and all that there. And his daughter said, oh, Dad, you know, you're daydreaming. He said, I'm not daydreaming. He said, it's real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is my coronation day.
Amen.
This is my, all these years I've preached, this is my coronation day.
Yeah.
And it was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, my, you know, when Charles Hendon Spurgeon died, and he said a lovely thing. He said, don't, in the day of Charles Darwin, Spurgeon said, don't try to fit the Bible to fit the age. And they tried to do that. The Catholic Church says, oh, the scientists must be right. We must have been all evolved from a frog or something like that. Whatever, you know, some kind of, what? The Catholic Church went along with it. Went along with Darwin. Oh, if Darwin said it, everybody believes it. Oh, it must be true. I'll tell you one thing, Charles Hendon Spurgeon didn't say that. He fought it, hallelujah. And he said, don't you try to fit the Bible to the age. He said, you fit the age to the Bible. And that's why we know where we're at today, because we've fitted the age to the Bible, to God's Word. That makes more sense, does it not? Amen. And so praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And he said, when he won't move, it seems, he sat silent. That's when you've got to be sure he's God. He said, don't be discouraged. The only thing to do is that in your heart, you know, be certain of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, like that text, when you've done everything and met everything, you're sure that he's God. He said, that's when faith kicks in.
Right.
Now God has declared in his word, decreed in his word, that it's by faith you get everything. I mean, you know, if you go into the gas station, and of course I have to do it in money, you probably do it with your card. But the thing is, you know, you pay the price. Hallelujah. And that's the currency. That's what you pay in. Praise God. Amen. Your own currency. Well, the currency of heaven is faith. If you're going to get anything, it's by faith you'll get it. That's right. I'm telling you, that is right. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's been decreed by God. For by faith are you saved, that by grace are you saved, through faith. And that's not even of yourself, it's a gift of God. Hallelujah. So amen. That's when faith kicks in right there. When you're just, it's like Job. Amen. And he found out his friends weren't his friends and are trying to condemn him. Instead of putting their arm around him saying, look, God bless you. Amen. Oh no, praise the Lord. And so here they were. Amen. And just when his faith kicked in and he saw that vision. Hallelujah. Oh, my Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer liveth. I don't care. Hallelujah. When anybody says, I see it now. Hallelujah. One day I'll stand on the earth, even though the skin worms eat this. And my flesh, I will see God. Now you just underline that till I get the part B of the sermon. Just underline that. Amen. Praise God. And so, yeah, faith goes to work. Amen. And praise God. God's only testing your faith. Praise the Lord. He's not testing your billfold. He's testing your faith.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know, the prophet said he loves to do that. Because he's a God of faith. He believed his own word. Let there be light. And there was. He believed it. That there must be something wonderful in the spoken word where even a prophet could say, and let a squirrel appear right there on that branch. And boom, it's there, and he shoots it down. What a wonderful thing, the spoken word of God. That'll do that.
Amen.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God loves to test your faith. Ooh, sometimes we don't love him to test our faith, but he still loves to do it. Amen. And his word's true. Amen. He's obliged to take care of his word.
Amen. Right.
I love that. You said it. Praise God. You said, Lord, he wouldn't suffer us to be beggars.
Right.
He wouldn't suffer us to beg bread.
Right.
My goodness, folks,
Amen.
I'll tell you what. Oh, you could go on and on. He loves to see the reaction of your faith, how you'll react.
Right.
Go on. I mean, and even the brothers, if you could put yourself in that little widow's condition. All hope seems is gone. You're picking up your last couple of sticks to lit a little fire, cook a little cake for your little son who's emancipated. You ever see one of them things on a advertisement? And the little things over in one of them African countries, their poor little arms is about the thickness of your thumb.
Right.
Amen. And they'll say, if he don't get food, he's going to die.
Yeah.
He's going to die. How many children have died today in Africa?
Right.
Like that. Praise God. And here she is, and you put yourself there.
Right.
And you know, and God's looking down at it. Just like the Jews, butchering the Germans, butchering them Jewish people. Hallelujah. But they had to do it. That was the Spirit on them. Hallelujah. That was the gentle hand of Jehovah was going to get them back to the land. And they never leave the land. Hallelujah. When I was over there, I'll tell you this. I could tell you many a story about over there. But one day, just before we left, we were it's like a place where they've got all the different shops. And you can see like Joshua and Caleb carrying the big grapes and all through. You get all that. Quite expensive, some of them. And I don't know, you know, I love to be led by the Holy Spirit. I love to ask the Holy Spirit to,
Amen.
Even, you know, to come down the highway yesterday, I had a little lunch, just a gentle light lunch. And I'm saying to God, you show me the place. You tell me what to eat. That's how much confidence I've got in him, because I know he knows better than I do.
Right, right.
Praise God.
Right, right.
Amen. And so, praise the Lord, we're coming. And I said to my wife, I'm looking in this shop, and I said, let's go in here. So I went in, there's a little Jew, he's maybe about 55, 60, somewhere like that. And, hello, he said, do you mind if I look around? Well, go ahead. So we're looking around, and I came and I saw this model of the temple. And I said, do you mind if I, he said, no, go ahead. And I lifted it up, oh, it was heavy. Just about that size there. And you can see the temple and the wall around it. And the temple that Jesus would have come into. And praise God, I looked at the price and I said, oh dear. Oh dear. And you know something? He looked over at me and he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. And I said, what will you do? He said, I'll give you that for half price. And I said, really? He said, really? I said, why? Why would you give me that half price? He said, it's the holiday. I said, that's good enough for me. I said, just one second before I actually clinch the deal on my computer, on my tablet there, got the price. It was about 20 something sterling. And I said, that's good. That's fine. And I've got it. In my house, it's actually pointing east. Amen, the way the temple was. And do you know something? There's times, Brother Samuel, where when the sun shines into it, you can actually see right through the door, and you think you can see the little pillar of fire inside.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. They asked me, will we get our third temple? I said, you'll get your third temple. Don't worry about that. Praise God. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah.
Right.
And so God loves to see the reaction to your faith.
Amen.
And amen. That's true. But you know something? That's why he can have confidence in you. Have you considered my servant Job?
Right.
But you know something? Your faith will always bring a reaction
right.
from God.
Amen.
And I'll challenge you that on today. Praise God. I will challenge you that on today. Because there's no time where you can have faith in God where you'll not get a reaction. Where you say, oh, I believe it all my heart, and he never said nothing. No, 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 no. If you've got that genuine Holy Ghost faith, amen, it'll bring a reaction. You say, oh, but brother, that's for higher. No, no, no. A little woman that had that issue, she said, look, whatever happened, if I can even touch his garment, I'll be healed. And you know, Peter said, well, you're saying, who touched me? And all these people pushing and shoving. Wow. He said, somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. And they touched me by faith. Hallelujah. And they were healed. Glory to God. Oh, faith will always bring a reaction from God. Amen. Oh, if you're sure of God, God is sure of his word. There you have it. Amen. So here she was. And amen. The barrel's all down. Everything's down. No doubt the little boy would have died first. Hallelujah. And here he was. And God was letting it get that way. He just loves to do that. Hallelujah. And he loves to put your faith to test to see how you'll react. How you'll act on it. Amen. And Job was right. He said, even if he slays me, I'm going to trust him. I love that. Praise God. That's the way to do it. Amen. And so, amen. Hallelujah. Let me see. When Job was tried, you know it. He went through a horrible trial. But this is what I'll say. You could come up here today and say, Brother George, I'm going through a terrible trial. And you could tell me what it is. Amen. And I'll say, well, at the end of it, God will bring you out and bless you twice fold, three times fold than you ever were before that trial. That is thus saith the Lord. That's what he will do. He won't try you, amen, that you cannot bear it. Because he said he will not do that. He will not test you about what you're able. But when he's tested you and you come through, hallelujah, say that was a hard time I went through there. Maybe someone in hospital or something, ICU, whatever. Praise God. But when you come through it, I'll tell you, you watch and you'll see he'll bless you twice as much, the same as he did with Job. That's his way he works. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. It's the same. Amen. Praise God. God doubled it back. He sure will do it, Brother Branham said. And no wonder the Hebrew children, no wonder Jesus said, have faith in God. Have faith in God for the answer. You speak, hallelujah. You speak. Don't you be afraid to speak, hallelujah. Just don't be afraid to speak. You say, well, brother, what can I speak? Well, if the devil comes in and you're getting all these doubts, just speak to him and say, get out! I don't want you here! Hallelujah! Just, you know. And don't whisper it either. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you can speak. You can speak to God. Hallelujah. Sure you can. Amen. He puts our faith to the test and see if we really believe he's God. Amen. Well, we'll see it in a while. And you know, I love this because Jesus spoke about this woman. Oh my. Oh my, not wonderful. He spoke about her. And he said there was many widows in Israel. This woman was a Gentile in Zarephath, which is in Zidon, outside of Israel. And he went to her. He sent his prophet to her. Praise God. What a wonderful thing. Amen. Well, I'll get to that just in a second. Hallelujah. Amen. And when the Lord speaks about her, that's how highly honored she was because she stood that test. Amen. And look what happened. She got double back. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know what happened in India. I know Sister Shalini. I know what happened. Sure. 3 years. The rice multiplied, the dowel multiplied, and the oil multiplied for 3.5 years. That actually happened. Brother Don Daisley one time said to me, Brother George, if you had told me you were preaching that, he said, I would have given you one of the rice cakes that I got from her house. Amen. It's true. It happened. Really happened. Hallelujah. Amen. So praise God. Amen. And here she is, and right, you know, she said, well, Lord, what can you do but believe? And here she's coming on, she's reckoning it's the end, last night. We'll not get beyond tomorrow, because I've only got enough to make a little cake. We'll eat it, drink a little water, if it's left over, and we'll die. Right. There she was. There she was, amen. But you see, she walked back that night, and she's made her confession, and she's still praying, asking God to fulfill his word, amen. Right. And she did not realize God seen her. She did not realize God seen her. Hallelujah. Now, tomorrow morning when you wake up, God willing, just remember God sees you. And God will not forget you. He will not forget you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, you know all about the sticks and being the cross and the oil, the Holy Ghost, and the meal was Christ. He is a meal offering. Amen. And bless the Lord. I could go into that a wee bit. We preach about salt and at the end, first of the year, ye are the salt of the world. And you are. But I don't think we've got time today for that. Praise the Lord. And so when she obeyed and he's on his way to meet her, praise God, she didn't know that. But he was. Elijah was on his way. To bless her. Hallelujah. And amen. When both, Brother Branham said, when both of them obeyed, I love this. Something has to happen. That's it. Hallelujah. Something has to happen. Amen. Because both of them were obeying. Amen. And Elijah come on the scene. Amen. And he said, fetch me a little water. Well, she could do that. She maybe had a couple of little pints left. I'll give you a little drink of water. Sure. And then to add more pressure on her and said, make me a little cake. He knew she'd nothing. He knew she'd only a little bit more left for the for that. Praise God. And she turned and she looked at him. Amen. And you know, Brother Branham in another place said when she was picking up the sticks, she saw his shadow on the ground. And she turned round and here's this kind looking old man. You know, when Brother Branham was preaching indictment, you couldn't have stand in front of that. Amen. But if you'd met Brother Branham in a private interview, I can tell you, you would have went out almost bouncing out of the place he gave you the interview. Praise God, you think, is that the same man that preached indictment? It is. And here was this kind looking old gentleman, the same gentleman that said to Ahab, thus saith the Lord, it will not rain except I call for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the same man.
Amen.
That was a kind looking old man. Isn't that wonderful?
Right,
praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And where she lived at Zarephath, nothing's much changed. There's a beach about 3/4 of a mile long. And I'm sure he walked up and down that beach many a day, praying and worshiping God. And Ahab did not know where he was. Hallelujah. You know, and it's the same with Israel. When they get on the Mount Sinai, amen. And it is, I believe it's inside Israel. But when they get there, the Antichrist will not know where they are. Amen. Praise God. So that's going to be a wonderful thing too. Hallelujah. Amen. And praise the Lord. Give me a drink. A water. The water of life. We need that. I'm going to mention it in a little moment. Amen. But praise God. And she had heard the voice of Elijah the prophet. Oh my. What a wonderful thing. When you look around and hear the voice of Elijah. Amen. He's on the scene now. Hallelujah. Something is going to happen.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, something good always happens.
Amen.
That's why I have no doubt about it. That it's good that's going to happen to you today.
Amen.
Nothing bad. It's all good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
Praise God. You'll go out
Amen.
Because something good always happens when he comes and
Amen.
He's here. Well, here we are. And you know, we have heard the voice of Elijah.
Amen.
Imagine, it talks about it in the scripture, Malachi 4. We've heard his voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We have heard the message of the hour, what God has promised in this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? We've heard the voice
Amen.
Of Elijah. And we might say more than that later on. And praise God. Hallelujah. So, amen. She was in gloom at that time, but my her gloom was going to be changed. Amen. And so, here she is, and he says, fetch me a little cake first, before your son and you. He said, Brother Branham said, put God first. Put everything you do, put God first, and see what happens. And if you can turn around and say, Lord, I put you first. Amen. Praise God. See what happens. Amen. Put me first.
Right.
Have faith in God. Now I want to read this out because Brother Branham says it and I'm watching that clock. Amen. But praise God, I will get to the climax. I know I will. Hallelujah. And when he said that, give me that little cake first. Amen. And I'm going to bring something that seems to be so unusual
right.
about this thing. And he said, are you willing to give it into my hands, my life, all that I am. He said, I'm 54 years of age. Are you willing, William Branham, to lay it all on me? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you willing, your little children, to lay your life to me? Are you willing? Can you do it? Sick people, can you trust me? Can you put me first? and see what happens. I know I was talking to a precious sister, and she was saying about, you know, is it okay to, do you think, to go to see a doctor? I said, amen.
Yeah.
Praise God, what's wrong to see a doctor? Hallelujah, nothing. Amen. Brother Branham said, a good doctor's worth his weight in gold.
Yeah.
But praise God, don't put the doctor first.
Right.
Put God first.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because he can do far more than the doctor can do for you.
Right.
Never forget that. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, isn't this true? Is this true or not? It always seems what we have need of is what he asked for.
Right.
Oh my.
Yeah.
What you have need, you know. You say, now Lord, look. I mean, I've got two cars here, so you can have one, I'll keep the other one. No. It's what you think you have need of. He asks for it. Praise God.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'll give you this short illustration. When I did go to college, and it was great. It was a missionary college, and I spent a good 18 months in that college, 2 years, whatever. And I got my heart prepared for the mission field. Well, we used to have missionaries coming in from all over the place. You know, oh, George, you'd make a great church planter up in Peru and the Quechua Indians and all. And, oh, right, okay, that'd be nice, you know. And, you know, there was one thing that God fought me on, and that was India. That was India. Praise of all places, India. Boy, I just hated India. You know, I wasn't going to go to India. No, Lord, I'll go anywhere on it, but not India. Don't you even ask me to go to India.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, praise God. And that's what I'm saying. The thing that you're holding on to is the thing he's just saying there, but that's what I'm asking you to.
Right.
But Lord, they're so dirty and poor and, you know, I don't want to go there. He said, that's what I'm asking you to do.
Yeah.
And so I fought that out for a long time. And then when I came to my surrender day, at that point he said, I don't want you to go to India, but you must be prepared to go anywhere.
Right.
Where I send you.
Right. Right.
That's the whole key.
Right.
See, that's exactly right, Brother Samuel, is it not? Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. And so praise God. Amen. You know the story? You know the story of Brother Branham read it out. He said he read it in a book or something about Bartimaeus' lamb. You mean that they trained the little lamb and it was his eyes and he, I love that little story. Praise God. It's just a little story. And in fact, it might not be, you know, but it's such a lovely little story that it could really, really be in fact. And so here he had this little lamb trained to lead him around, and it was great. And he had a couple of little turtle doves, and he was blind from birth, and the little lamb would lead you. And his daughter got sick, and he said, Lord, if you heal her, I'll give you these two lamb, at least these two doves. So she was healed, and he offered the two doves in sacrifice to God. And then somebody else got sick, real bad, dying in the family. And he said, Lord, he said, if you heal, I think it might have been his daughter, I'm not sure. He said in the book, but he said, if you heal my daughter, he said, I'll give you this lamb. My.
Yeah.
And you know, his daughter was healed. And he's there and he's blind. He said, do you realize what you've said? You're going to give him your eyes.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to give him your eyes.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Right.
And he said, I promised.
Yep.
I'm going to do it.
Right.
Oh, God loves that. God loves you to keep your promise. Because he'll keep his. Yes, sir. And so he's gone up to the temple, blind, and his little lamb leading him up to the temple. He meets a priest, and the priest says, where goest thou, Bartimaeus? Oh, priest, I'm going up to the temple to offer this lamb. He said, no, Bartimaeus, you can't do that. He said, that's your eyes. He said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We've got funds. I'll buy you a lamb. It'll meet all the Lord's conditions, and go ahead and sacrifice that, and the Lord will accept it. I'm sure it'll be wonderful. He said, Mr. Priest, thank you. Appreciate that. He said, but I didn't promise God any other lamb.
Right.
He said, I promised him this lamb.
Right.
He said, but that's your eyes. He said, I promised him this lamb.
Yeah.
And so there was Bartimaeus. He wasn't even worried or thinking about how he was going to get home.
Right.
And here he is, hallelujah, he offers his little lamb. And on the way home, hallelujah, what does he meet? He meets the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he gets his healing back. He gets his eyes back. That's the way God works, folks. That's the person of God. That is the way he works. Oh, it's wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Always seems what we have need of is what he asks of us. Like this little woman. But this is the last one. She said, don't matter. You give it to me. Do you trust him that much? She says, well, okay. Hallelujah. Okay. She turns in obedience. Amen.
Yeah.
You can look at Abraham. He was the same, but I'm not going to go into it because our time's flying out here. You know, Abraham.
Yep.
Wow. What a fight he had to get Isaac.
Yeah.
And when he got Isaac and he's about 14 or so,
yeah.
God says, now I want you to take him up to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him. What?
Yeah.
mean, I thought when I got him, that was it. There's the seed. He's in place. Hallelujah. Every blessing will come through. I mean, now you're asking me to sacrifice him. I tell you, he'll take you down that road. Amen. He'll take you down that road. But praise God when you obey. Trust and obey. You know, when King Saul captured the other king and he captured all his property, you know, he didn't sacrifice all the sheep. And when Samuel came, he said, "What meaneth the bleeding of the sheep?" "Oh, well, I was going to sacrifice them. I'm really holy. I was going to sacrifice them to the Lord." And blah, 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 blah. He said, "To obey is better than sacrifice." Well, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't have to do that, by the way, or anything like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. "My sheep know my voice." Well, when she heard that voice of Elijah, she said, "Maybe God's on the scene here. Maybe this is what he showed me." Hallelujah. And he said, "Bring me that little cake." And she turns in obedience. That's what you got to do. In obedience. Amen. And see what returns to her now. Amen. When you've turned and obeyed the prophet, praise God, then the thunder from heaven, that every man looks to hear, and that the prophet raises up. You can imagine Brother Branham when he was standing there and the beard after hunting for 10 days or so and just sticking out on him and his head tilted over a little bit and saying, "Thus saith the Lord, storm, go back to your place." Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that's what you want to hear. Amen. And he says to this woman, "Thus saith the Lord." Hallelujah. Not "thus saith Elijah." Right. That means nothing. Right. "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Elijah." Amen. Hallelujah. And my, how we long to hear that. Amen. How we long to hear that. "Thus saith the Lord, the barrel will not empty, nor the cruse dry, yes, until God has sent rain, yes, on the earth." What a consolation that she made. What a consolation. And she gave that cake to the prophet and went back. And he said, "You will drink. Amen. You and your son, and you'll live in your family." Amen. "Until all is restored back on the earth." Amen. And that little woman, how thankful she was. Amen. For a God of Elijah. Amen. And one day you'll meet her. Hallelujah. Yes. One day you'll meet her. You know, truth is the truth. Amen. And I'm just about to change the order of the service in a moment. But truth is the truth. Praise God. You cannot change truth. Amen. Now, hallelujah, I didn't bring out water, it's inside there. But if I hold up water, little bottle of water, now some of the maybe teen one that I saw singing here today, if I ask them what is the chemical of water, probably they'll know it, what it is. But the chemical makeup of water is H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Mix them together, you got water. Now that has never changed. Since water ever became water, that has never changed, and that will never change. Now, you can go in and you can get lemon put into your water, or whatever what you want, pear put into your water. You don't taste your water, but water's water, and will ever be water, because truth cannot change. Hallelujah. Truth is that which is according to the facts, amen? According to the facts, that's what we want. Not according to hearsay, according to the facts. Hallelujah. And praise God, he said, "Thy word is truth." What a consolation. Amen. Praise God. And if you, you know, when you take him at his word, Brother Branham says this. He said, "The gloomy times will not seem so gloomy. The hard times will not seem so hard when you take God at his word." Now, hallelujah, listen. Just take him at his word. Be certain of God. Why? Why? Because "thus saith the Lord" is scripture, and scripture is "thus saith the Lord," the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, when we read John, and we saw that Jesus said about their law, that you were gods, we believe that. Moses was God to them, and Brother Branham was God to us when he spoke, "thus saith the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. And so, praise God. He called them gods until the word came to you. And the scripture cannot be broken. Now that is the foundation. Amen. We are not built on a where it says a bottomless pit, because it ain't got a foundation. But we stand sure. The word of the Lord is sure. It is a sure foundation, and we can stand on it. Why? Because it can't be broken. Oh my. Would you like some more now? Okay. Hallelujah. It can't be broken. Praise God. You know, in John 19, and they came to where Jesus was. They saw that he was dead already, and they break not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. Amen. And forthwith came out blood and water. And he saw, he that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he knoweth what he says is true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled.
Amen.
That a bone in his body would not be broken.
Amen.
And Brother Branham, I've got another quote later on, and that's the way I do my business, back to front. I mean, I should be quoting in this next quote now, but later on, where he says that the hand of God stabbed that drunk soldier. Amen. He would have just smashed into him. Ah, I'm sick of this. Take him down to the cross, get them buried, and let us get back to drinking in our barracks. Well, I tell you what, something held him back. Amen. And somebody else stooped up and they pierced his side that a bride can come forth.
Amen.
A bride could come forth.
Amen.
Like Adam had come out of his rib and this bride came out of his side. Hallelujah. That's what he says. Amen. That the scripture should be fulfilled.
Amen.
Do you realize today? Amen. Scripture cannot be broken.
That's right.
Oh my. Come on, old devil. Let me take you on here. Hallelujah. He'd love to break a scripture, but he can't. Praise God, when Jesus quoted the word to him, he said, oh, what would they say? Why did you say that? You know?
Yeah.
And that's it. He had no answer to it.
Right.
He didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
So, and then he said, well, if you come up here and worship, no, I'll give you these kingdoms. And he said, it's written. Amen. You'll worship the Lord thy God, only him thou shalt serve.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what to do with it. And the Bible said he departed from him for a short space of time.
Right.
But the word defeated him. And the word will always defeat him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here he thought, well, he's dead. We'll just break his bones. Couldn't do it.
Nope.
Could not do it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Like we said, you know, when that boy was raised from the dead in Finland, and Brother Ronald was speaking about it, and he said, you could line up every demon in hell to stop that happening,
right.
And they couldn't stop it happening.
Amen.
Because God had said it was going to happen,
right.
And thus saith the Lord,
Amen.
It did happen.
Amen.
Well, that's what you've got this afternoon.
Amen. That's right.
You have got scripture
Amen.
That cannot be broken.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, of course he says, amen. He said, amen. He said, I'm going to heaven. Sure I am. The scripture cannot be broken. To you who don't believe in sign and wonder, see, how could you get away from the scripture? It can't be broken.
Right.
No more than Christ can. Can't be done away with. Hallelujah. You can't break the scripture.
No.
You know what the Bible says, talking about heaven? He said, Peter said, there's a place reserved in heaven for you.
Right.
You better believe
it. You better believe it. Why?
That's right.
Oh, brother, just that don't make it.
Yeah.
Scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
It has to be fulfilled.
Amen.
And when you walk into your reserved place, you'll say, today is this scripture fulfilled.
Amen.
Because it couldn't be broken.
No.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
It could not be broken. If you break the word, you have broke God's promise.
Right.
And you can't do it. Hallelujah. Oh my. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were so, not so, I would told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye shall be also. Go on. Break the scripture. Break the scripture. Well, I'm sorry. You can't break it. Exactly what he said. That's what's going to happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My, it's wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Wow. He claimed that he'd be in every generation declaring himself to the end of the age, doing the same things. Hallelujah. There we stand tonight, you and I.
Amen.
Praise God. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says if you have the Son, you have also the Father. Praise God. Also, if you've got the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
well, you've got the whole Godhead dwelling in you today. Amen. Say, you sure about that?
Amen.
Scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
It has to be fulfilled.
Come on,
and you're fulfilling the scripture.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The word is God breathed. It has to be fulfilled. It's settled in heaven. Amen. Right. And yes, I've got another 10 minutes or so, so I'll take it. I'll use it. Praise God. We've got a spiritual church born again with signs, wonders by spiritual revelation. Amen. And that spirit of Cain is here, but also is the spirit of Christ. It's your choice. Amen. But scripture cannot be broken. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, the works that I do, shall you do also. And I'll tell you what, I was talking about demon powers in India, going off people. And you know, sometimes you meet a real strong demon, and it really does take a bit of shaking. But most times, they fly off people like that. People coming up, demon possessed, you know, standing there. You just pray for them. At the end of the service, they're walking about like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right. What happened?
Right.
They were delivered. That's what happened.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my, I remember here in this great United States of America. Hallelujah. There was a brother came up to me. You would know him if I mentioned him. I'll tell you, you would. And I'll say no more than that. And praise God. He came up to me in prayer, for prayer. And I said, what can we do for you, brother? And he said, brother, I've had a terrible problem. I said, what is it? He said, I went to see the exorcist. Now, I've never seen the exorcist in my life. But I knew what, you can imagine what it's about the devil. Yeah. And what happened when he went to see it, Brother Samuel? Spirit got on him. And I said, well, brother, I'll tell you what, I'll pray for you. If you promise God, you'll never do something as stupid as that again. Amen. You don't go into the devil's territory. Hallelujah. You stay in the Holy Ghost all the time. Amen. And I'll tell you what, we prayed for him. And he was set free like that. Just set free like that. Hallelujah. So thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, and God does not change his mind about his word, because, or his will, because scripture cannot be broken. Amen.
Right.
He that hath begun a good work in you.
Amen.
Mama, in you.
Amen.
What's he going to do? If he was like me, it probably wouldn't be finished. Aye, what do you call it? Procrastination? I talk a good job, you know. but getting it finished, amen, different matter. Not with God.
Right.
Not with the Lord. He said, he that hath begun a good work will finish it.
Amen.
Will finish it.
Amen.
Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because scripture cannot be broken. Because scripture has to be fulfilled. So if he started, glory to God, he'll finish it. Hallelujah. If he said we're going to be young again, we're going to be young again. Hallelujah. Because scripture cannot be broken. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My, you could, you know, I would love with all my heart that maybe even this evening or tomorrow, you could sit down and think of scriptures in an Old Testament or anywhere where it was thus saith the Lord, and see if ever any one of them was ever broken. They never were. Not one. Why? Because scripture cannot be broken. That's why. As simple as that. Hallelujah. And so, amen. Look, if the same spirit that raised Christ, you, I'm sure you sing that, maybe now and again. Whoa. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal body. Oh my. Oh, do you really believe that, brother? Oh, I really believe it. Hallelujah. Why? Why? Be certain of God. Why? Why do I believe it? Because scripture cannot be broken. It will be fulfilled. That will be fulfilled. That's all there is to it. Because that's how much we know God, that he doesn't break his own word. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, it's wonderful. Amen. Praise God. Well, amen. You know, when he said, I'm the resurrection and the life, nobody could ever have said that like that. Hallelujah. That was an eternal promise. Praise God. And the scripture cannot be broken. And he showed it right there in the end to Martha and Mary. Hallelujah. I am the resurrection. That scripture could not be broken. And this man comes out in the dead clothes. Hallelujah. You know, I heard the song leader saying to you today, what you just sang, did you believe that? And you all said, yes, we do. Of course you do. Brother Kenneth, it's real. It's not just a joke. It's not, and I'm not in the sense that you're making it a joke, but it's not just a joke to anybody. Hallelujah. It's the word of God, and it cannot be broken.
Amen.
That's how you can be certain of God.
Amen.
If he gives you a, like there's a couple came over in India a couple of years back, and they were looking for a baby. And I know I found out later. It's better. Maybe you found out later. And he couldn't have it. He had problems. And then the Mick Butters, well, she couldn't have it because she had problems. So they come out and they asked me to pray for the baby. I didn't know that at the time. And I said, I can pray for you, but I couldn't promise you that you'll have a baby. But that night or the next morning, I'm reading the scripture. And the first thing, I'm reading it and I'm thinking about these things that had transpired. And all of a sudden, and God's speaking in the psalm, and he says, I have heard your prayer. Woo! Woo, my! Amen. Now you're getting into Holy Ghost ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord, yes, amen. Here I'm praying for that woman and that man. Yeah. I didn't even know neither of them could have a baby.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, I've heard your prayer. Just like Elijah here. I'm not Elijah, you know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Couldn't lace up his boots. Amen. But do you know something? I went, I said, sister, thus saith the Lord. You get them booties. You get them ready.
Amen.
It's coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And every year I go, he's about 7 years age now. Little Stephen. Hallelujah. Came on the scene.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I know they could not have that baby by it. No matter what they did, they could not have that baby. But God did it.
Amen.
And we praise the Lord for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because scripture, when it's thus said the Lord, it has to be fulfilled, Brother
That's
Richard.
Right.
You take that to heart. Amen. Maybe there's something in your heart today. And you'll hear that. I've got a promise about my dad or something like that. Scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
If God gave you the promise for your dad, it is going to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, when he said in Acts chapter 2, about the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
the promise
yes.
is unto you.
Amen.
And to all that the Lord our God will. I know I'm called.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All the Lord our God will call.
Amen.
The very same thing that they got on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me that some convention or something. And I forget how many nations were there. They weren't speaking in tongues. But every nation's language was being spoken. Although they were speaking in English and they could hear it. It was marvelous, wonderful thing. Praise God, he does that.
Amen.
Like Brother Branham when he's praying for a girl. And this is in our day.
Right, yeah.
Praying for a little girl and she heard every word he said.
Yep.
Somebody said that was perfect Spanish. When did you learn Spanish? He says, I didn't.
Right.
He prayed in English. She heard in Spanish.
Yep. Right.
Say scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So if he promised it unto you, you said, I never got it, brother.
Amen.
Well, that's too bad. Because I'm going to tell you something. Scripture cannot be broken.
Right,
if the promise is unto you, the
amen.
Promise is unto
right.
you.
Amen.
Amen. So there's no reason why every one of us here today should love the Lord, be justified, sanctified, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Right, no, not a reason. Amen. So praise God we know that. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. We're just about on the time here, but let me go on just for a little moment more. Okay, I'm sure you will. Praise the Lord, just for a little moment. Hallelujah. Amen. See, praise the Lord. He said, I'll leave some out, you know, when he went to the woman at the well. Oh my, scripture cannot be broken. He just says, go and fetch your husband. She says, I haven't got one. He said, you've told me the truth. Praise God. He said, but you got to know that God is looking for people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And scripture cannot be broken. Can't be broken. Hallelujah.
Right.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, Lord, thou hast said an eternal word, which Jesus said, the scriptures cannot be broken. No man can come to me except the Father draws him.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Listen to this. All scripture is given by inspiration, and our blessed Lord said in the scripture cannot be broken. It must be fulfilled.
Right.
What a consolation that to give to we, the people that read these scriptures,
right.
knowing that what we read cannot be broken.
Amen.
This is not your newspaper. I don't know what they got here in Gainesville, probably the Gainesville Echo or something. I don't know. But I know one thing. This is scripture we're talking about.
Right.
Hallelujah. You know, amen. In the Gainesville newspaper, they could say one thing today and change it tomorrow.
Yep.
And they wouldn't even apologize for doing it.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. But we're not talking about a newspaper.
Amen.
We're talking about God's holy written word.
Amen.
That it cannot be broken. Hallelujah.
Right.
Can you think of all the things that you could think about today?
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Paul said, I know whom I have believed.
Amen.
I know he is able to keep that which I've committed
Amen.
To him
right.
against that day.
Exactly.
And he can say, scripture cannot be broken.
Right.
It will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. My, gives us a foundation to rest our faith
Amen.
On.
That's right.
That every scripture must be fulfilled.
Amen.
And there's no way that it will not be fulfilled.
Amen.
There's no way. because it cannot be broken. Right. Hallelujah. On the road to Emmaus. Amen. When he talked a little while, he says, ought not Christ to have suffered these things?
Right.
Is that not what the word says? Is that not what the scriptures say?
Yeah. Right.
And he could have told them. He said, brothers, scripture cannot be broken.
Yeah.
He could have said it.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Because he said, ought not the Christ have done these things?
Yep.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but we thought. Yeah, they thought they were going to get the kingdom right there and just kick the Romans out and the old Pharisees would rule.
Yep.
That wasn't God's will. Hallelujah.
Right,
his kingdom was in hearts alone that day.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. Amen. He said, ought not he have suffered these things and entered into his glory? And beginning at the prophets.
Yep.
Right. Amen. Come through the Psalms. Amen. Why? Told them all the scriptures. Amen. That they couldn't be broken.
No.
That his body could not lie more than 72
right.
hours
right.
in the tomb. Why? Because scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If someone could say that I can prove that he was 74 hours in the tomb, you have broke the word
right.
of God.
Right.
And you can't break it. Brother Branham actually said, it is impossible for scripture to be broken.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Imagine that.
Amen.
Impossible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My. You know, you can talk about many things. Will there be a rapture? Oh, I hope so. I hope so. You don't need to hope so like that. It is hope because it's future. But my, you can say, well, scripture cannot be broken. Can't be broken. If God said he'll come down with a shout, he's going to come down with a shout. We've experienced that. Today is the scripture fulfilled. We've experienced that. Amen. The voice of the archangel, the voice of the resurrection to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. We're living through it. It's happening.
That's right.
Praise God. We can go right down. Why? Because scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
Amen. And that he would change our mortal bodies
Amen.
Into a glorious body
Amen.
Like he has.
Amen.
Scripture cannot be broken.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I told you it would move you.
Right.
Amen. I did tell you that.
Yeah.
Praise God, it's moving me.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. That I can go to bed tonight and say, Amen, Lord, scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
It's not only to you today, it's to me. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise God, scripture got to be fulfilled. Whatever God has for my life, it has to be fulfilled. Because scripture cannot
right.
be broken.
Amen.
If it's the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And it is.
Amen.
And you could go on, and you could go on. All scripture is given by inspiration, God's breath.
Right.
God breathed. And it cannot. It's impossible
yeah.
for it to be broken. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The word that's allotted for every age. Why did it come? Because scripture cannot be broken.
Right.
Why did Elijah come on the scene? Because
right.
scripture cannot be broken.
Right.
It had to be fulfilled. It had to be fulfilled in our day.
Amen.
That's the Elijah we're talking about.
Amen.
Not John the Baptist, not the Elijah's coming to the Jews, but the Elijah that would restore all things. And he did it according to Revelation 10 and 7. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. All right. All right. I'll just go on for a few. Could I take a few more moments? Praise God. Hallelujah. Just to get it right up to the, amen, to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's strange then that his spirit would be misunderstood by ecclesiastics of the day. If it was in that day, but he was doing just the same thing. I was listening to, what is the attraction on the mountain? What was he doing? He was fulfilling scripture. Why was he fulfilling scripture? Because scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
It said, behold your king, cometh lowly on the fold of an ass. Amen. Behold your king.
Amen.
And they didn't see it. But I'll tell you what, some saw it. And scripture was fulfilled because it can't be broken.
Amen.
You take any scripture, I'm telling you.
Amen.
You take any promise and you can read after it. Scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
Anyone you care to read, amen. Look. Well, maybe I will touch that, amen. Look what he says, amen, when we read it. And look, today is this scripture fulfilled.
Right.
It was waiting there to be filled.
Right.
Amen. And what happens when Brother Branham was preaching birth pains? Amen. That the world could not take another birth pain.
Right.
And it can't do it. Hallelujah. And he couldn't find the place. And the Catholic priest, whatever, a bishop, came out and gave him his Bible and he read that scripture. Because it was glued,
right.
like stuck together, just the other one. Amen. And then, that evening, The angel of God says, today is the scripture fulfilled. What scripture? The day of vengeance of our God. Every day you read about California. Every day you read about it. And one day you'll not read about it because we'll be gone, but it will sink.
Amen.
Now you say, oh, George, how can you say it? Because it's thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
And thus saith the Lord is the promise.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord cannot be broken.
Yes.
It was never broken in the scripture. Not one time.
Right.
Not one time. How many times? Amen. Can you read that in your Old Testament and your New Testament?
Right.
The promise. And it was never broken. It cannot be broken.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Look. Just listen to this as we just try and close down. Let you go home. I know some of you got a ride tonight, but oh my, look at this here. John, look through the whole book of Revelation. And he comes to a little thing and he sees this. Like we read earlier today about the bride and walking in the line. And he sees this and he says, the bride has made herself ready.
Right.
Oh. Is that the word of God?
Yeah.
Is that really the word of God?
No.
You know, when you think about it, the bride has made, now not then, but I'll tell you what, we've come into a day when the bride has made herself ready.
Yeah.
We're not babies anymore in the gospel. Sure, we're not drinking. I know your pastor's not giving you milk only.
Right.
Maybe if you need an odd little sup of milk, he might. But I'll tell you what, we're on the meat of the word.
Amen.
And it says the bride, that's what he saw. Projected right to our day and says, the bride has made herself ready. So if scripture cannot be broken, amen, if scripture must be fulfilled, Brother Branham said, somebody is going to fulfill it. Well, hallelujah, here we are, prophet. Here we are. We'll fulfill it. We are fulfilling it. Glory to God. Amen. Why? The bride has made herself ready because God says she has. That's what he saw. It's thus saith the Lord, and scripture cannot be broken. That's why you can be certain of God.
Right.
Because you know whatever promise he gives you.
Right.
He say it has to be fulfilled.
Right.
Amen. If he said there's going to be a resurrection, it has to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. If he said he'd restore. Well, let me read this out. Would you let me read it? He died and he rose again.
Amen.
According to the scriptures.
Right. Exactly.
Wow. Scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
He fulfilled it. Because it couldn't be broken. Amen.
Amen.
This is the Lamb of God. He did it.
Amen.
That's how you know he did it. That's how you can be certain of God.
Amen.
Because the scripture was never broken, Brother Wade. Couldn't be broken.
Right.
It's impossible. He had to die.
Amen.
And he had to rise again.
Amen.
According to what Paul wrote. No. According to the scriptures.
Amen.
Right. That's it. That's
Amen.
It.
Right.
Now you're getting it. That's where it's in.
Right.
According to the scriptures. I want you to be very careful and see this. God promised that at the end time Malachi 4 is going to be fulfilled. It has to be for the spirit quickened word of God spoken by the prophet Malachi. Jesus referred to it just before Christ comes the second time. By the time Jesus comes, all scripture must be fulfilled.
Amen.
Everything, every promise that God has made us will be fulfilled.
Amen.
Before we see that curtain coming. And we're right there. Brother Branham said there's no more prophecy to be fulfilled for us.
Nope.
It could come tonight, he could come tomorrow morning, and I'll say, even so, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
No wonder John could write that at the end.
Right.
Why? Because John knew scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what he knew.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What isn't it glorious? Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. He will be right with the word. He will take the whole Bible.
Right.
Genesis, Revelation. He will start at the serpent seed, carry on to the messenger in the latter rain, but he will be rejected
Amen.
By the denominations,
right.
Not by the bride, by the denominations. Hallelujah. Well, bye-bye denominations. Amen. You reject God's prophet
right.
like Ahab did. I tell you, there's nothing but judgment for you.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. Hallelujah. He restored the Pentecostal faith to us. And even Brother Branham says, he gave you a quote. He said, I speak not to you all. He said, I know who I've chosen.
Right.
And he said, but the scripture must be fulfilled.
Amen.
What scripture? What scripture, Lord, are you exactly talking about here? He said, about the one that's going to betray me.
Right.
It's in the scripture.
Yep, it says, right.
He's lifted up his heel against me. I'm telling you, can you break the scripture? He had to be there.
Right.
I tell you, he had to be there. And it's so nice for me to look down on you all and say that none of you are sleeping. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. It's okay if you did, I wouldn't mind. Amen. But you see, when the word gets a grip of you,
yeah.
Amen, you think about it, wow, yeah, even Judas had to do what he was meant to do,
right.
Lift up his heel against him.
Right.
Why? Because the scripture cannot be broken.
Right.
If Judas hadn't have done it, the scripture wouldn't be broken.
Right.
It would have been.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Okay. Wow. You know, I love this because we've got a smaller brother, Samuel, seen this. And our little fellowship's doing okay. And we don't want anybody to die, but God's sending in a few new faces and it's good. We're pressing on. Just got as much Holy Ghost there as you have here. Amen. Same Holy Ghost. But I'll tell you what. Hallelujah. You know, it says, where two or three are gathered in my name. Imagine that. Imagine Brother Dick, you and your wife tomorrow. There's only two of us. Oh, then the Lord can't come. Sorry. Sorry, you'll have to come next week to church.
Yeah.
Amen. You can tell him, sister. You can tell him when he gets out. But you see, if there's two of you, Jesus said, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Well, no, you don't really believe he's there. Yes, I do. Because why? Because scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
That's why.
Amen.
You break God. If he's not there, brother, when you wake up in the morning, if he's not with you, you broke the scripture. Not you broke the scripture. The scripture's been broken. Hallelujah. It's his promise.
Amen.
And I really hope that this week some of you will think there's so many promises.
Amen.
My, praise the Lord. You know, look, you can go on and on. It's infinite. You know, you look at, we talked about Paul this morning for a short, the angel appeared to him, you know. And he said, if they believe you, not one life will be lost. So they're washed up in the island of Malta. And the barbarians are looking and Paul's making a fire that gets dried off and gets some. Wow. And then this serpent comes out and grabs him. Oh boy, here's the devil. Whoa, I broke the scripture. I broke the scripture. What scripture? The angel said, you must appear before Caesar.
Right.
Oh, they looked back. They said, oh, he must be a bad man because he's escaped the sea, but he hasn't escaped this. He's a dead man. And they're all waiting for him to die.
Yep.
Right there.
Right.
And Paul just as carried on us as if it never happened.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Why? That's right. The scripture could not be broken. Praise God, I'll tell you what. If another one had to come up and grab them on the other hand, it would have been the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Because scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
You can't break it. I can't break it.
Right.
Nobody can break it. The devil can't break it.
No.
And God spoke it, and it will be thus, saith the Lord.
Amen.
You will stand before Pharaoh, hallelujah, before Caesar.
Right.
Amen. You know, you could, look, please, take it home with you. I'm going to finish now. I've been just but 10 minutes or so over. Now, but listen to this. Amen. You look at David. You know, David was in such a dire strait. As I told you, God takes you right down to the bottom where you think it's all over. It's all over. I mean, I'm dead. They're surrounding me. I'm dead here. You know, and even in the cave, King David would not kill Saul. He said, I will not touch the Lord's anointed. Amen. And here's David. And he's overwhelmed. His spirit's overwhelmed. He's thinking, I'm a dead man. And yet, above it all, there was a scripture that he had been anointed king of Israel. Hallelujah. And them men that joined themselves to David, hallelujah, knew one day, why are you joining with me? One day you will become king. How do you know that? Because you've got the anointing of God on you by a prophet of God on you, and scripture cannot be broken, David. Oh, I tell you what. I enjoyed being at his tomb in Jerusalem. I really did with them Jews. I just walk in with my little white thing on. And they never batted their eyelid. Hallelujah. And they're all singing in the tomb of King David. And I'm there just thanking God for that lovely great man that we call King David. Hallelujah. The Bible says when God said to him, because you've done that, and his heart was right before God, he gave Solomon all the tools he needed to build that temple. And because he did it, and God said, look, he said, your hands are full of blood. You're a man of battle, a man of war. He said, but it's your son, a peaceful Solomon, peace, is going to build the temple. David never criticized that. And God said to the prophet, you bring him to the temple here. Bring him into this tabernacle.
Yeah.
And he came up and he sat down and he said, you will be king of Israel forever.
Yeah, that's right.
You will be king. Amen. You will never, your name will never be eradicated from all the earth.
Amen.
And King David says, Lord, who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? The promise stands good today.
Right. Nice.
Jesus Christ will be king over all the earth.
Glory.
He'll be king over David.
Amen.
But David will be king of Israel.
Right.
Why? Because scripture cannot be broken.
Right.
Simple as that. Scripture has to be fulfilled. It will be fulfilled. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, it's wonderful to know these things. Praise God. And you know, what our Lord Jesus, you know, Brother Branham said that the day in Matthew 8 where he healed everybody that was sick. Everybody that was sick. Oh my, wouldn't that be lovely today? God healed everybody in here. Man, just touch us all. Heal us all. I'll ask him to do it. Praise God. And you know, he was there and Brother Branham said that he was sitting on a rock and he had a terrible headache. And yet people were touching him and being healed. And, well, thank you, hallelujah, throwing away their crutches or whatever. And he was like that. But why? Because Isaiah had said it. He took our sicknesses in his own body. And scripture has to be fulfilled. That's why he did it. Because scripture has to be fulfilled. And can you imagine it? In this United States, I've been in the graveyards. I've seen some of the saints being laid to rest. I have. And amen. We can stand over the grave today. And we can say, O grave, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Why can we say that, folks, as I'm closing up now for another time. And I pray there'll be one more time, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Why can we say that? Because scripture has to be fulfilled. So it doesn't matter. You've got loved ones. He's got mom and dad in the grave. We've all got loved ones there somewhere along the line. And one day, they'll come forth. Why? Because he said, all in the grave will hear one day the voice of the Son of Man. Come out, hallelujah. And when you hear that voice, scripture will be fulfilled. Why? Because scripture cannot be broken. Oh, it's wonderful. You know, you say, well, Brother George, you never mentioned the millennium. I didn't. Well, you lost yourself. Is there going to be a millennium? Amen. You say, oh, I don't know. You know, there's a Baptist pastor there. I heard him preaching on the radio. And he said there ain't going to be no millennium. That's up to him. Praise God. But I tell you, there's going to be a millennium.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because I know why. Because scripture has to be fulfilled.
Right.
The lion will, there's a lady up there in North Carolina. She gave me a lovely tapestry of a lion lying down beside the lamb.
Amen.
Folks, you could, I hope you do this week. Think of some yourself. Think of some yourself. I mean, they're there.
Yes,
tons of them.
Amen.
Promises of God.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and the lion will lie down for the lamb. Yes, how do you know that for sure? I'll tell you how I know for sure. I'm certain of God.
Amen.
Because scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
If you can break that, you've broken the promise of God. And you cannot do it. It is impossible.
Amen.
Oh, what a consolation that is, sister. Is that right? It's a real consolation, isn't it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You say, what about the New Jerusalem? What about it? He said it's going to come down from heaven. Praise God. Four square. If you know anything about numerals, that tells you where it's going to be. It's going to be on the earth because four is the number of the earth.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
If he says it, praise God. In the city where the Lamb is the light.
Yes.
Read it.
Amen.
And you, when you read it, please do me a favor. When you read it again, say, scripture cannot be broken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, brother Samuel. Scripture cannot be broken. Where am I going to shake your hand? In the millennium. In the rapture. What about a marriage supper? Oh, brother, what about a marriage supper? Come on. Just I hope I can just stop. I'm looking for a place, actually. You know, a marriage supper. Yes. Why?
Amen.
Because that bride who's made herself ready goes to the marriage supper.
Right.
Now, I don't care what the devil says.
Yeah.
I don't care what some a doctor of theology and a Moody Bible Institute says.
No.
But what I do care is what the scripture says.
Amen.
That there will be a marriage supper.
Amen.
And there has to be a bridegroom. We've married them down here. We know that.
Amen.
And we're going to the festivities.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
Why? Because scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen.
That's all there is to it. Every time you read it this week, please do me that favor. Just say, oh yeah, I've read that, Brother George. You never quoted that scripture. Going to be here all night if I wrote them all down. I couldn't even, probably couldn't even write them all down.
No.
Where you could say, that's right. Scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. Well, God, your word cannot be broken. So amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When I see you and I wasn't healed, well, either you'll tell me I didn't have enough faith, or you'll tell me why, or you heal me. Yeah. Praise God. Because scripture cannot be broken. I'm telling you, you will not break that. You will not break that. The seven redemptive names, you will not break it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you're dying, oh, Brother George, what's it going to be like? Doesn't matter what it's like for you. Praise God, when you breathe your last, you'll be right into that dimension.
Amen.
Why? Because scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
It can't be broken, folks.
Amen.
Go home with it, please.
Amen.
Go home with it this afternoon.
Amen.
Drive up the highway rejoicing and saying, scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Scripture has to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Be certain of God.
Amen.
Like that little woman. And you'll hear, thus saith the Lord.
Right.
And it cannot be
Amen.
Broken.
Exactly.
Wow.
Amen.
I've got to the end. I've got to the end. Switch off, please. Amen. But oh my, I tell you, if that doesn't move you,
Amen.
If that doesn't move you today,
right.
some way or another, young or old, hallelujah,
Amen.
The promise is unto you and to all that our God shall call.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Aaron, it's the same promise.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love you all. We thank you for everything that you've done for us.
Yeah.
Praise God. And really, my joy is here with you with this word.
Amen.
That's my joy.
Amen.
Everything else is secondary to that.
Right.
But I thank you for your help. I thank you for your prayers most of all. I thank you for your fellowship today.
Right.
And God bless you. Hallelujah. And remember, scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
You got it? God bless you all. God bless you all, brother. If you want to come. And if I may, if you would stand, I'll just have a short prayer. And Brother Samuel, my dear friend, good buddy, hallelujah.
Amen.
Dear man of God, will take over. Amen. Praise God. Just imagine, scripture cannot be broken.
Right, yeah.
Oh, just think of it, folks, that if the Lord isn't here, he's told you a lie.
Yep. Right.
But he can't. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he's not here, he's broke his own scripture.
Right.
And it's impossible to break it, so he won't break it.
Amen.
So he's here. Oh, I just wonder what's on your heart now. I just wonder. You know, I mentioned healing. It mightn't even be that you're looking for. It might be guidance. Maybe some of these young students down here looking for guidance. If they could come up, they'd say, you know, please, would you pray for me? You know, maybe that. Doesn't matter. Maybe for a loved one that you've got. Maybe for someone in the hospital that we've already prayed for today. Hallelujah. It could be anything. But listen, he's here. He's at your pew right now. He's at my pew. Oh God.
Yes.
Lord God.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. The God of Elijah. Amen. That came on the scene and said to that little woman,
yes.
Thus saith the Lord,
Amen.
Your meal will not waste.
Right.
Your oil will not waste. Hallelujah. Until the day that God sends rain on the earth.
Right.
Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
And it happened.
Yes. Right.
Because you said it.
Amen.
Lord, please walk down the aisles to each pew. Lord, right now. Lord, you know what we would desire. What we desire. Lord, the scripture says that God would give you the desires of your heart. Lord, we're not going to try and break that scripture. We're going to believe it. That, Lord, you would give us the desires of our heart. And just say after it, scripture cannot be broken. The Lord Jesus bless you all. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. Lord, we are just dust of the earth. But Lord, inside us is a mighty God. A supernatural God. Lord, may you touch every one of us. From the little baby 5 months old to the oldest in the building, whoever that would be. Lord, Brother Al, Brother Dick, Lord, a few other people that need a touch. May you grant it, Lord. May you grant it, Lord. Father, the scripture cannot be broken, Lord.
Amen.
God, fulfill your word. Bring it about, Lord. Bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
The come to passes of the Lord always come to pass, Father. Lord, touch every one of us. Whatever need they're given to you right now, Lord, may you do it. Because scripture cannot be broken.
Right.
May we have that faith to see it fulfilled.
Right.
Lord Jesus, so we thank you. One day, we'll shake each other's hand in that land. Amen. That is fur and day.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we will. Because scripture cannot
Amen.
Be broken.
Amen.
And Lord, we believe it today. Every one of us here, we believe it.
Yes.
So God bless us all. Bless Brother Samuel coming up to his 80th year. Sister Peggy, oh God, just bless us all today. Meet our needs, we ask. Lord, we feel your presence so strong. Lord, just do what is pleasing in your sight now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Samuel.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Always forget that.
But it have to be fulfilled.
Amen. That's right.
Thank God for that, right? Amen. Musicians, would you come? Amen.
Amen.
You believe it?
Yes, Lord.
We then we stand on it.
We sure
thank
do.
You.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You okay there?
All is well.
All is well.
No matter how bad it gets,
all is
well. Everything's great.
That's right.
Amen. I'm sure you tell our brother how much you appreciate the message, how much you appreciate him being here with us weekend with us and all. And you know, always he never asks for anything because I know what he does. He doesn't. He doesn't even take what we give him. He gives away what we give him. All right. But we always try to do a little extra. So we're going to give him a check for a couple of $1,000 to where he can put it into whatever he comes up, whatever he needs, whatever church things that happens. And he'll send back a report and tell you what happened. Or it'll be a roof on a house or food for a widow or whatever it be, he'll take care of it, and I believe it. Well, that's wonderful, right? Amen? Amen? What do we got, brother?
Sing number 556. If that same spirit that raised Jesus.
Amen. Anybody have a need? See, God can't lie. So you're healed.
Amen.
Just say you're healed.
Yes, glory.
He can't lie. It's all finished, right?
Go ahead.
If that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you.
I'd rather have the promises of God than everything else I could get in the world, right?
Sure.
A promise that he may wait a while before he fulfills it. But that ain't got nothing to do with it. I just need patience to wait. To where that I can wait for him to do what he said he'd do. But now, here's what we should think. If he said it, it's already done.
Already done.
Because see, he first does it, then he reveals it,
amen.
Speaks to you about it,
amen.
Then he makes it manifest.
Amen.
So then the promises are over.
That's right.
The rapture has already been spoken. The prophet said, they're in the rapture message. He said, it has been spoken.
Amen.
You realize if he hadn't spoke that,
that's right.
I put my whole dependence upon that little point. He spoke it, and God will keep his word. And right. Anything else, brother? One more, and then we'll go.
Know ye not, know ye not.
Okay.
Know ye not, know ye not, ye are a temple. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are a temple.
Anything you'd like to give him extra, feel free to do. We always take care of all the needs, but if you want to give any extra, that's up to you, because that's just a part. See, we go up to Rutherford every year and we take a check from this church to them. We always take care of a lot of things here, you know, and do and bring in all the ministers and give them a little extra things and all, because we appreciate it. We appreciate it and doing it and all. And we always just do like give Brother Quinn money and let him take it and cover it. All right. See, that's because God has so graciously provided us with the things that we have need of. Thank God for it. Right? Tell our brother how much you appreciate it. Father, we thank you for the day and the time, Lord, that we've had. Thank you that you will keep your word. That we can depend upon, we don't have to worry about it. God is always settled and true. And Lord, just bless and guide each one on our way home. Take care of everybody. Be with Brother Quinn, Lord, as he travels on to ministering here, then going back home. You be with him. Give him a safe journey. And let your loving grace be with all of us. Remember the sick ones. You promised it, so we believe it. You said we were healed, so we just say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. I'm delivered. And then you can take care of it. Guide each and every one of us. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're dismissed.